Thanks for getting us through another day without too much trouble.
You're such a good kisser.
Grandfather left me his lips. He died in mid-pucker.
You sure she's not coming back?
She's with Hawkeye.
Oh, then it should be a while. He's very thorough.
Oh, Frank. Without you, my intellectual life would absolutely stagnate.
How does this snap open?
I've got to have the password, Colonel.
Bullfeathers.
That was last week's password.
I don't remember the damn password.
Then I can't let you pass, sir.
Klinger?
Sir?
If I don't get to the latrine, something's going to happen that hasn't happened since I was six. If that happens, Corporal, you'll be in the Army until you're a little old whatever you are, in correction shoes and support stockings. Now blow!
Yes, sir.
Here.
Great.
To get the penicillin first.
Right.
I'm afraid I'll have to take a rain check, Margaret.
Well, it's early, Frank. Was it something I saw?
I think they're fooling around with my coffee again.
Trigger!
Look, you can have the gun, fella. Yeah, the Army's got dozens of them. Let's not have any shooting.
Isn't there one man among you?
The job's open, Margaret.
What's all the hoo-ha?
Oh! Good work, Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
Fastest fur in the West.
Oh. Does anybody know who it is, Colonel?
Okay, people, I'll deal with this. No need for a mob scene.
Well, I don't know. Seven against one seems fair.
It's still seven against one. What do you got? What is it?
No broken bones, no infection. You don't need penicillin.
You were certainly stealing enough of it. Is there a plague someplace we don't know anything about?
You know, the new black market price on that stuff is $50 a pop.
Maybe we ought to sell all we have and pay North Korea to throw the war.
That hurt? Cat's got his tongue.
Or he sold it. Anything goes with you kids, huh? Guy told me about a sergeant down in Seoul the other day. Sold his Jeep. Well, his major was asleep in the back seat.
Yeah? How much are they getting for used majors?
Can we sell hot lips and find out?
Too much mileage on it. Hey, cut these things longer, will you?
It's supposed to be this short.
No, they're not. Now, look here, Corporal Perkins. We don't care if you and your buddies sell the 38th parallel for profit, but penicillin is vital to our war effort.
We ain't gonna let some patient die just because you want to steal your way through college.
I didn't sell the stuff.
All right, then why'd you take it?
I got my reasons.
Such as?
What outfit are you with?
Who are those two other guys?
I don't have to tell you anything.
Well, you're certainly doing a good job of it. You're not leaving here, Perkins, until we get to the bottom of this. Call MacArthur. Have my discharge canceled.
Carl?
You?
Someone see, sir.
Not now, Radar. I just got in some new Picassos from Bloomington, Illinois.
Well, it's a Captain Goldberg, a Jewish rabbi.
Well, you can't hardly find the other kind.
Colonel Blake.
Oh, the Captain Rabbi.
Are we alone?
Well, except for us.
It's me, Colonel Flagg, CIA.
Colonel Flagg, I thought...
Call me Goldberg, Captain Goldberg.
Captain Goldberg, Colonel Flagg?
It's my cover. As far as anyone knows, I'm a Jewish chaplain. Got that, son?
Yes, Your Hebrewness.
You caught a thief last night.
Well, just the old 4077th on the stick.
He was stealing penicillin. The theft of penicillin is getting out of hand.
Well, you might say there's been a rash of penicillin thefts. It's sort of a joke.
We don't joke in the CIA.
Check.
Leave the jokes to the Kremlin.
Double check.
Now, where's Corporal Perkins?
Colonel, that's not his name, Captain.
What does that mean?
Well, I ran down his dog tags. Turns out they belong to an infantryman, Perkins Charles P., killed in action about a month ago.
Uh-huh. Now, why would he use a different name?
Maybe CIA.
No, I'm Perkins in the CIA.
Oh.
Whoever he is, I'm taking him with me tonight, Colonel.
Well, let me see if he's able.
I want him. That makes him able.
I know, but there may be medical reasons.
Don't cross me, Colonel. We know where your family lives.
Hey, I'm an American too, fella.
Yeah.
Quiet, or I'll use you to clean a cannon.
Yes, sir.
Now, what time can I have him?
Perkins?
Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You just get this signed by the attending doctors, Pierce and McIntyre.
Pierce and McIntyre.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Red marks next to their names?
Unfriendlies.
Yellow next to mine?
Work on it.
Okay, all right, what do you want?
There, sign it.
What is it?
It's a release for the prisoner.
I can't sign this. I thought it was to have you committed.
You'd better put your name on it. I've got enough on you to have you thrown out of the army.
Is that a promise?
You can do with a little rest, Chaplain. Soft bed, soft chair, soft walls.
What's that crack supposed to mean?
Oh, come on, Flag. Relax. Have a drink.
I'm not Flag. I'm Captain Goldberg.
Oh. Sorry, Rabbi Goldberg. L'chaim.
What's that mean?
Bottoms up from right to left.
What about the prisoner?
I told you, we can't let Perkins go.
And I told you his name's not Perkins.
It's Goldberg.
Sign it.
Oh, come on, will you? Your brain pan's dripping. It's your gung-holier-than-now attitude.
Yeah, you'd do anything for the cause. Remember the last time you were here when you broke your own arm?
And you rigged that jeep so you could run over yourself.
You're gonna kill yourself.
If I have to.
Hey, that's a spirit.
Yeah, if we had more men like you, we'd have less men like you.
My orders are to do whatever I have to break up this penicillin ring. I have written permission to die in the attempt.
Good luck.
You don't know there is a ring. We've got to get the truth first.
You give me that kid for 1 hour, I'll get the truth.
Anybody can do that if he uses fingernails for kindling and teach him the soft shoe with a cattle prod.
Yeah, we kind of hope to talk to him.
Being amateurs is a torture.
Stick to medicine. Leave war to the professionals.
Stop by the hospital before you go. You could use about 20 cc's of humanity.
Major Burns?
You're...
I know who I am. You can knock off, Major. I'll guard the prisoner.
Oh, but my orders are...
The CIA can supersede anyone's orders.
Except the president's, of course.
Give us time.
Gonna give him the business?
It's not gonna be pretty, Major.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Tell me, I can take it. I'd ask you to stay, Major, but torture's top secret.
Oh, I understand. You come up with something good, and then the other side starts using it.
You're my kind of people, Major.
I'll leave you to your work.
If I can ever be of help, if there's anyone I can tell on...
Thank you, Major. Get up, punk. I'm only gonna say this once. Get lost. Beat it. Take a powder. You're not gonna buy one in the back. Frisk me. Come on.
This one back here, one here, and one over here.
I believe it was the Marquis de Sade who said, you really know how to hurt a person.
You think I'd do this to myself?
I need a suture here. I think you'd go over the falls in a thimble. Novocaine syringe.
Hey!
No drugs.
A little Novocaine in your head. You'll never know the difference.
Negative. If I lose control, you guys don't have the clearance to hear what's in my head.
I haven't got the stomach for it.
Just... do it.
You heard the manic.
Right. The powder blue thread, I think. Would you like it to say home sweet home or mother?
I don't think he's ever had either one.
I just put his initials. CIA. Crazy in the Army.
You guys will get yours.
Can we pick the nurse?
You know, there's something happening here I can't make out. Level with his flag. That Perkins kid didn't do all that damage to you.
His name's not Perkins.
All right, Goldberg.
I'm Goldberg.
Gee, the next time you come here, I wish you'd pass out programs.
All right, gift wrap him. You want something for the pain? I mean, to increase it so you can really enjoy it.
Oh, sure. This entire conversation goes in your file. Sitting there, I recorded every word you guys said.
You'll never guess where he hit the microphone.
Something's fishy.
It's the Red Herrings.
He's quite a man, isn't he?
Who's quite a man, Frank?
Colonel Flagg, the CIA guy.
Hmm.
You, find him attractive?
He's all right.
If I were a woman, I would.
Do you often have these fantasies, Frank?
What fantasies?
About being a woman.
I never do.
You just did.
But Margaret, darling, you know how jealous I get.
Frank, my hair is very brittle. You keep kissing the top of my head, you're going to give me a crew cut.
I'm sorry, darling. I just want you to think I'm as manly as he is.
I know just how manly you are. Sit, Frank.
Yes, dear.
How about one for the road?
To the land of Nod.
Thought you had a date.
My mind's not on it.
How about the rest of your body?
To the rest of my body.
Long may it wave.
I'd give anything to know what Flag is up to.
Or down to.
Right. Sirs! Mother, you made it to the fort. Someone's in the supply room again. That kid never was one to give up.
Let's go.
Right behind you, Kimosabe.
Hard. He's all taped up.
What if he's with his friends?
It's okay, so are we.
God, it's dark in here. I got him!
Hey.
Okay, what?
Hey.
I got him!
Ow!
Be careful, you'll tear my blouse.
Hold him! Get him up! I got him!
Hey. Oh, I got him!
Get away!
Watch out!
Can't
see anything!
Hey, come
again! Turn on the light.
Here.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what are you doing? You hit me!
Somebody, I can't see.
Get up!
Not too rough, boys. After all, he is a man of the cloth.
Come on.
I suppose there's an official explanation for this, in addition to an honest one.
It took three of you to tick me.
Nice right cross, Trammer.
Anytime.
What's all the commotion about?
New wrinkle. We caught our friend here stealing penicillin.
I don't believe it.
Oh, tell her, Captain Marvel.
Help me.
My people need it for barter. They're desperate for it up north, so we use it to buy information.
We use it to save lives.
If I get information that'll end a battle sooner, or information that'll avoid an ambush, I'll save more lives than you will.
Why don't you just torture them?
What do we send you to school for?
I'm checking his ribs.
Shall we send out for sauce?
Why are you harassing the colonel? He's twice the man either of you are.
That makes him four times the man the two of us are.
He's CIA.
I wouldn't care if he's COD.
Then we could refuse him.
This has been fun and games, friends. There's a war going on here.
I sure hope my wife doesn't find out.
I'm leaving tomorrow with the penicillin.
Over my dead body. Let me put that another way.
Frank, how could you be such a pea brain?
Well, Flag wanted to get on with his torture, and you know, three's a crowd.
Well, I'll not have anyone tortured at the 4077th, Frank. We're a hospital!
Well, we're also Army.
Your Army? I bet if I cut you, you'd bleed khaki. And proud of it. Well, how proud are you going to be if I... How proud are you going to be if I charge you with deserting your post?
Well, he ordered me to leave. He's a superior officer.
He's a superior psycho. His head's so twisted he's got to screw his cap on. Radar! Perkins is back, Henry.
He's here?
The MPs just brought him in.
Colonel Blake, is this the man caught stealing your supplies?
That's him. You ought to be flogged. What are you, with the British Navy?
His name's Johnson. He's a medic with the 415th Infantry.
Being a medic, son, you should know better.
Colonel, we're not taking the supplies for ourselves. You see, Rear Echelon is giving the stuff out with an eyedropper. But the more penicillin we can get to the guys on the front line who've been hit, the more of them we can save. So sometimes we have to steal what we need. It's either that or we use our own money to buy it from the States or on the black market.
That's illegal.
As opposed to the war?
If you got all the supplies you needed, we wouldn't have anything to inventory.
Good thinking, Frank.
An army travels on its inventory.
Before I return him to his outfit, you want to press charges, sir?
No, I don't think so. Johnson, next time ask. If we've got extra, it's yours.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I hate to break up this little tea party, but I'm certain Colonel Flagg would like to talk to the corporal here about his escape and his assault on him.
Oh, Frank, that was a phony.
Colonel Flagg, sir?
He's the camp self-abusement director.
Doctors, why don't you see to Colonel Flagg while Johnson here leaves the camp?
I think we should arrange it so the colonel will leave us alone indefinitely.
Good idea.
Yeah. Why don't we see how he's coming after his operation?
What operation?
Give us a minute. Good morning, Captain.
Colonel, congratulations.
I've decided not to have you guys thrown out of the army.
That's really hitting below the belt.
I've got the penicillin. I'll settle for that.
Well, all's fair in love, etc.
Hey, I wouldn't eat the bacon. You'll spend a week in the latrine.
What about the sausage?
2 weeks.
Vitamins.
Not enough gas in the Hindenburg to put this guy under.
Hey, they promised him as soon as he went under, we'd sew up his mouth.
Is this really on the up and up? Do I really have appendicitis?
You felt the cramps.
You practically doubled over.
Your whole side is inflamed. Even your pistol was hot.
Come on now, breathe deeply. We've got to open you up.
We'll close our eyes if we find any undigested microfilm. You're going to get that long rest you need, Colonel.
The sanitary conditions here.
We change the filth every day.
If I get an infection, remember, I've got plenty of penicillin.
We've got plenty of penicillin.
You got plenty of nothing. Scalpel.
Anything I can do for you? Anything at all?
I'm fine.
Major?
Excuse me, sir.
It was a simple appendectomy. If your breath gets any hotter, you'll singe your chest. Let's move along, shall we, Major?
Don't eat the bacon, huh? What was in the coffee?
Beans from Brazil.
Saltpeter from Jersey.
Where's the penicillin?
Most of it's hidden. The rest is distributed in various rumps around the room. And yours is next.
A square needle, please. Look, he's all red, white, and blue.